curious if maybe the season has something.
Well, I understand.
May have something to do with.
Yeah, they have to. They have to work very fast, I understand, and catch that very last freeze. Hopefully, there's just a very short period of time that they can drain those trees.
Right.
And they have to work very fast. And it has something to do with the last freeze. And then things start thawing up, but they have to get this sugar going before the thaw comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of a ticky thing figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting.
And I see magnolias around. Do they seem to be native or?
They're rather native here. They grow here. And dogwood and redbud are some of our very pretty trees in the spring.
Did you ever hear of a cucumber tree?
No.
That's something that plagues me. I've heard cow cucumber. And they seem to be very close to a magnolia.
Never heard of one.
No notion.
Mm-hmm.
A seed pod, about the shape of a cucumber, you can see where
mm-hmm.
it gets a tree,
mm-hmm.
where it gets a name. And how about the poisonous things, bushes and vines?
Well, we have poison oak. And we have sumac, which is supposed to be poisonous, and then we have an Indian turnip that grows that's poisonous.
Anything the cows eat?
Well, we used to have a bitterweed that if the cows ate it, the milk was just bitter as it could be, and I remember we used to have to go and dig it all up as it came up in the pasture. I don't know of a poisonous thing that the cows eats here.
You happen to have heard what they eat in the hills, the mountains. It's a beautiful, beautiful shrub, lovely flowers, but it's supposed to be poisonous if a cow eats.
Is that the rhododendron?
Yes, I think that's one name,
mm-hmm.
the rhododendron. And did you ever hear of a mountain laurel? Or?
Yeah, mountain laurel.
Is that the same now?
No, I don't think so. Rhododendron is quite a shrub. And I think this mountain laurel is I don't know, but I thought it was sort of a ground cover type thing.
I see.
Be interesting to look it up.
Yes, well, if you look it up, the laurel is a smaller bush, and the rhododendron is good
mm-hmm.
size.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the terms, again, the mountain laurel may be ivy or spoonwood or
no.
So,
I don't think it grows here.
Mm-hmm. And different kinds of insects that sting.
Bees and wasps and bumblebees and honeybees. And we have a little thing that isn't poisonous but it's right painful. It's a sweat bee. It's a little fly like thing. And he'll pop you one, and it'll sting like fury. Call it a sweat bee. And then we have spiders. We have the black widow is very common here.
Really?
I've seen them, but fortunately haven't tangled up with one.
What are these, what do you call these things that live in the ground? Sometimes, if a farmer would plow up a nest, he would really be in trouble, I understand. They live in, build their nests in, the ground or in a log.
Hornets? No,
hornets,
you don't think about hornets. That a bee type thing?
Yes. You ever remember that?
Yes, hornets. Hornet builds a great long wooden nest. And they have a powerful punch if they sting you.
Mm-hmm.